Now it's back into session, please, as we are going to continue the agenda. Acknowledging at this time report from Rules and Ethics as their engrossment has been completed. Congresswoman Pratt.
Thank you. Rules and Ethics by Tom Griffin. We're reporting Bill ONCA 1675, an act to amend ONCA 1586 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the Cultural Preservation Arts Heritage and Language Division of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2016 in the amount of $92,914 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is John Maker. The final committee action is reclassed as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Buffalo Head and Edwards. ONCR 1631, a resolution to oppose the revised federal regulation increasing the number of eagles which may be killed without penalty under the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Eagle Take Permit proposed rule revision. The sponsor is Otto Hamilton, co-sponsors Maria Whitehorn and Angela Pratt. The final committee action is repassed as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Buffalo Head, and Edwards. ONCR 1632, a resolution to request the placement of fee lands into trust by the Secretary of the Interior. The sponsor is Peggy Supernal. The final committee action is repassed as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Buffalo Head, and Edwards. ONCR 1633, a resolution to approve amendments to the accounting fiscal management policy filed with the Clerk of Congress. The sponsor is Maria Whitehorn. The final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Buffalo Head, and Edwards. ONCR 1634, a resolution to approve and authorize the execution of a self-governance compact between the Osage Nation and the United States of America through the Department of the Interior Bureau of Indian Affairs for the delivery of program services, functions, and activities. The sponsor is R.J. Walker. The co-sponsor is Ron Shaw. The final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Buffalo Head, and Edwards.
Thank you. Congressman Walker.
I move to withdraw ONCR 1634.
Second.
And I have a second from Mr. Shaw. Discussion, hearing none. Those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Those opposed say no. The yeses have it. And ONCR 1634 is withdrawn. Moving on, we'll now begin our considerations on ONCA 1674. This is is Congressman Edwards. So Congresswoman Edwards, you have 8 minutes, so how would you like to use that?
Split my time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of Congress, Assistant Chief, members of the Executive Branch Education Department who are not here, but thank you. We spent considerable time since we were advised that the chief that we needed to that he wanted some changes in the authorization of scholarships amounts to go forward in this calendar school year. The committee worked hard. We had lots of data, and I want to thank our budget analyst for compiling that data that came not only from Scholarship America, but through our own research. We had support for the numbers that are in the bill. The bill allows students to, as closely as possible, realize the cost of tuition fees and a book allowance at Oklahoma public institutions. We saw yesterday through a student that costs of college is in some instances at public institutions in excess of $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 a year. What we are doing is attempting to keep those costs down for our students so that they do not graduate with debt that they will be paying off the rest of their lives. And so it's really important for us. It's really a benefit that we are unique. We talk about how we as Osages are unique. This is one way that we are unique. And we should be very proud of ourselves for this. We help our students achieve degrees and success in life. So I urge you support. Thank you very much.
Any other members wishing to voice in favor or against? Congressman Shaw.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of Congress. I'll be voting yes for this bill. Primary reason I'm voting yes at this time is because I was advised yesterday that the application portal, web portal for students to apply for the scholarship program won't be open until after this is passed. So that would be a significant impediment. Not a total prevention, but an impediment to the flow of getting scholarships authorized. I echo the sponsors bemoaning the fact that we should have done this earlier in the spring, set these spending levels so we didn't have to wait till actually the first day of scholarship application had taken place. But my comment about the bill, as was made in the committee meeting, is that I'm very proud of the scholarship program as well. I'm proud of the amount we had last year. The amounts that we have, they're substantial. They're larger percentage-wise than most tribes, if not all tribes. Based on the distribution we get, it's a substantial help with the amounts that we have had, including last year's amounts, that I think the Congress in subsequent years is going to need to decide whether or not we can keep pace with the increase in tuition. The Congress decided to approve the purchase, make a substantial land purchase at a substantial amount. And to service that debt is going to be a substantial amount of our, what could be additional gaming revenue. That was a decision we made, and I supported it, I voted for it. But a byproduct of that is those automatic spending increases that used to come up that were considered no-brainers are not no-brainers anymore. We need to carefully consider or not whether or not we can continue to increase ever-increasing health benefit costs and scholarship costs. So when we're in session next spring, looking again at scholarship authorization levels for the following year, that we bring a conservative mindset to that. As I mentioned before, I support and will vote yes for this bill.
Thank you. Any other members wishing to speak for or against the bill? Hearing none, Ms. Edwards, do you want to close your?
Wait one time.
Okay. Question is, shall ONCA 1674 pass? Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Norris.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congressman Shaw.
Yes.
Congressman Supernaw.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congresswoman Bethlehead.
Yes.
Speaker Mason.
Yes. Clerk, the result is. Bill passes. Moving on to ONCA. We have an alternate effective date. Those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Opposed, say no. Alternate effective date passes. Moving on to ONCA 1675, Congressman Maker. Sir, you have 8 minutes. How would you like to use your time?
I'll open.
Open, thank you.
Yeah, Mr. Speaker and members of Congress, I'm really up here to speak to this just for the listening audience of our tribal members and constituents at home. So they'll know exactly what this is for, because the reading in here doesn't specify to the our constituents that this is federal dollars, that these are not tribal dollars. So, a lot of our constituents are very concerned about how we're spending the people's money these days, and which they need to be. So I just want to say that much, and this has to do with some of the property that the tribe owns up there. St. Louis, the Sugarloaf Mound property, and some of the other, these are two federal grants. I just wanted to make that clear to the public. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other members wishing to speak for or against the bill? Hearing none, Mr. Maker, you have any closure? All right, then. Question is, shall ONCA 1675 pass? Roll call vote, please.
Congressman Hamilton.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Norris.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congressman Shaw.
Yes.
Congressman Supermoss.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congresswoman Bethlehead.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Speaker Mason.
Yes. ONCA 1675 passes. There is an alternate effective date. Those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
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 Those opposed say no. ONCA 1675 passes. Moving on to ONCA 1631, Congressman Hamilton, you have the floor. How do you wish to use your 8 minutes?
I'll waive it.
Waive your time? Are there any members wishing to speak for or against ONCR 1631? Seeing and hearing none, the question is, shall ONCR 1631 pass? Roll call vote, please.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Norris.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congressman Shaw.
Yes.
Congressman Supermoss.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congresswoman Bethlehead.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton.
Yes.
Speaker Mason.
Yes. Okay, ONCR 1631 passes. Moving on to ONCR 1632. Mr. Supernaw, you have 8 minutes. How do you wish to use it? You're closed. Any members of Congress wishing to speak for or against ONCR 1632? Hearing none, Mr. Supernaw, you have the floor.
Think about this one to identify to the rule of regulation. This resolution that will accompany our land and trust applications on the Turner Ranch, the Blue Stem Ranch, considered necessary part of that process. I would comment that there's an effort to try and get this process completed during the Obama administration, as there's some indications that they'll support this and that we shouldn't have any, hopefully, no problem with getting in trust this year. That's our vote for
it. Thank you. Question is, shall ONCR 1632 pass? Roll call vote, please.
Congressman Norris.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congressman Shaw.
Yes.
Congressman Supermoss.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congresswoman Bethlehead.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Speaker Mason.
Yes. ONCR 1633 passes. I'm sorry, 1632. ONCR 1632 passes. Moving on to ONCR 1633. Congresswoman Whitehorn, you have 8 minutes. How do you wish to use your time?
I close.
You're closed. Any members of Congress wishing to speak for or against ONCR 1633. Hearing and seeing none, Congresswoman Whitehorn, you have the floor.
Thank you, Speaker, members of Congress. I'll be really brief. We've had a good committee meeting on this change in the fiscal management policies. There was some language that the executive approached me that they wanted to be taken out of the policy. I was agreeable to do so. There was no material change in that. It was just, it had limiting language in it that put the executive branch on the same level as the legislative branch and the judicial branch in there. There was a little bit of policy procedure language in this policy. They asked for that to be removed. I was agreeable to that because the policy does refer to the procedure and the law. Some language cleanup, some reference to Osage Nation law instead of specific Osage Nation law. I hope you will support this change. It was not material in any way. It was mainly a cleanup. Thank you. I appreciate your support.
Question is, shall ONCR 1633 pass? Roll call vote, please.
Congresswoman Pratt?
Yes.
Congressman Shaw?
Yes.
Congressman Supernov?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Bethelhead?
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Norris?
Yes.
Speaker Mason.
Yes. ONCR 1633 passes. ONCA 1674 is moved to enrollment. ONCA 1675 is moved to enrollment. ONCR 1631 is moved to enrollment. ONCR 1632 moved to enrollment. ONCR 1633 moved to enrollment. We are now on the item of the fiscal report. We had Mr. Potts originally on our agenda. I'm going to acknowledge Congressman Shaw, who is the chairman of Appropriations. Sir, do you have a fiscal report for us at this time?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As I mentioned yesterday, we still do not have an updated confirmed carryover amount from tribal funds from fiscal year 2015. So we will be getting with the Treasurer to refine that amount. We'll issue a subsequent report of revised 2016. Tribal funds revenue. With regard to projected revenue for fiscal year 2017, there's been no changes. So there's not a report other than that.
Thank you. Thank you. Going on into motions and notices. Acknowledging Congresswoman Edwards and Congressman
Pratt. I move Congress to appoint Otto Hamilton as the second trustee of the Congressional 401k.
Second.
And I have a second. Discussion to the motion. Congresswoman Edwards.
There are two trustees named on the congressional document, the plan document. The second trustee was John Yeck, and he's not here. Otto Hamilton is ready, willing, and able to assume the awesome responsibility of being the second trustee. So it's mainly getting the documents monthly, keeping track of any loans that have been taken, making sure that everybody gets the information that they need, and organizing meetings with the third-party administrators as necessary. So it's an administrative job, mostly. But it also has a fiduciary component to it. So.
Any other discussion to the motion?
No. And it's a free job.
Hearing none, those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Opposed, say no. Now I want to acknowledge Congresswoman Pratt and then Congresswoman Buffalo.
The Culture Committee meeting, 4:30 to 5:30, has been canceled. We finished our little session yesterday.
Thank you. Congresswoman Bufflehead and then Congresswoman Maker.
The government ops meeting scheduled for tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday are going to be canceled because we have finished up what we needed. And in addition, I wanted to let everyone know that I will be holding at least 2 to 3 government ops meetings in the interim between now and fall to discuss the compact. And I will personally reach out to executive and the Minerals Council to invite them to the committee meeting so that we can collaborate between branches and the Minerals Council to try to get everyone's concern and any questions that come up or anything that they want to see in the compact so that we can get it squared away before session starts. Just wanted to let everyone know that.
Thank you. Congressman Maker.
Yes, we have a membership committee meeting today scheduled for 3:30. 4:30.
Okay, thank you. Congressman Hamilton.
We have a Congressional Affairs Committee meeting scheduled for today, IFS, till 1 o'clock.
Thank you. Mr. Superman.
We have a Commerce meeting scheduled from 1:30 to 3:00. We've finished all of our legislation. I can cancel that. We're going to have a presentation from the gaming board on the from the marketing department. So I don't know. We're going to say something pertains to this.
Acknowledge you, Congresswoman Pratt.
I'm on the committee, and I prefer to go ahead and keep that meeting just because we kind of last minute notice asked them to prepare for us today, so I would hate to turn around and last minute them to say never mind. So I'm good with staying in the majority of us.
Okay, so
continue, Mr. Superman.
We will have a committee meeting at 1:30 to possibly.
Okay, thank you. Any other motions, notices, announcements?
Move to adjourn the session.
Second.
Move to adjourn the session. And that second. Those in favor, signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Opposed, say no. We are adjourned.
Yeah, I'm good for that. Yeah, I guess if the sponsor withdraws it.